My mom is a terrible cook.
So wait, tell us what you have for Thanksgiving. Let's hear it.
If I would have gone up to Indiana, I probably could have had a good Thanksgiving because they brought me leftovers home and they were dank.
What'd they eat there?
They had, on the plate I had, which is what I would have gotten when I was there, was turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, broccoli casserole, which it's my aunt's broccoli casserole, and she like kills it. Oh, it's so good, dude. My mom's sweet potato pie, which is pretty good. And that's what I would have had up there. But instead, I had delicious, fantastic Chinese while I drank beer and watched football. So, that, you know, that's cool. But and we got another battleground here, right as the Nutcrackers dance of Muriltons from the movie Prancer Returns.
Everyone remembers that classic. Alright, so I guess I'll go ahead and I'll tell you what I have for Thanksgiving, since you told us. Since you enlightened us, I don't like anything like broccoli casserole. I like my standard carbs. This is literally what was on my plate. I had turkey, rolls, macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, and the only vegetable I had was, well, I actually had corn too. I had green beans and corn.
That's all you need, man. That's the perfect meal right there.
And then I made the mistake. So, like, I guess
stuffing thrown in there.
Because they all wake up real early, and they had gone to McDonald's for breakfast, and they got me, like, a bacon, egg, and cheese bagel.
Wow.
And I walked down there, and they're like, oh, here, we got you a bagel. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll eat it while I wait. Like, 30 minutes later, like, all right, food's done. I should have ate that stupid bagel.
Yeah, stupid McDonald's bagel.
I just filled up on McDonald's for Thanksgiving.
What'd you have for Thanksgiving?
Bad McDonald's.
McDonald's. I reheated
old McDonald's, and I ate it for Thanksgiving. It was the wish. It was to die for.
Oh my god.
What sort of desserts did you have? We had brownies, cookies, stuff I didn't want to
eat. I didn't get any dessert in my leftovers, and we didn't have dessert tonight.
How'd your parents feel about you not wanting to go? We don't care.
My mom doesn't mind because she understands that I hate them.
Dad's family?
No, it's my mom's. Wow. That's the weird part. It used to be to where they both really wanted me to go. That's why I always had to go. But this year, like, my mom was surprisingly cool about it. Didn't really matter if she was either way because I'd already made up my mind this year because I was gonna say that I was like I'm not arguing about it, I'm just gonna not go.
I'm gonna put my foot down and I'm gonna stay.
And I was like, what's the worst they're gonna do? Like,
you get to come to Thanksgiving next year.
Okay, you know. So, like, my mom, you know, she only went because my grandma's getting really old and that's her mom. She wanted to see her, but she hates the rest of them up there, too. And she likes my uncle. But like, my mom
much,
has...
How
like,
much does your mom like your uncle?
I mean, they're like best bros, you know, for life.
Like bang bros? Like,
no, dude. No, dude.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry, no, dude. No, dude. No, dude.
What's like... What's your What's your most prominent Thanksgiving memory? So you've had 23 Thanksgivings.
It doesn't even feel like I've had 23 Thanksgivings. Like, they were all so much the same.
Well, I just had my 24th Thanksgiving. Yeah. Let's see, the thing that always stands out to me about Thanksgiving is one of the first ones where we didn't go back to Tennessee.
Yeah.
So, but, like, my mom's parents came up, but my sister was sick. So... She stayed at home, and we went to Cracker Barrel for Thanksgiving.
Wow, that actually sounds pretty dope.
and we were there, and like I remember, like my sister called, like for some reason on the cell phone, and so like My sister was the topic of conversation, and they were like, "Yeah, she's sick." And I thought it was a joke. I said it as a joke, and I meant it as a joke, and I thought it was obvious as a joke, because I said, like, "Yeah, she's pregnant." And like the room, like, eh, you could have heard a pin drop in Cracker Barrel. No, like they all just got real quiet and just kind of like glanced around. And they all thought I was serious, and like my parents were like, "Don't!" Like they got upset at me for like saying that, because like my grandparents thought I was serious. I'm like, I think that reflects more on my sister than me.
Yeah,
I just
like,
dropped that,
oh.
and everyone's like, "Oh well, I guess that's true." But
Yeah.
apparently, I ruined Thanksgiving that year, which is and
Wow.
funny is they didn't tell me that until later. I just thought it got awkward silence, like because no one thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Apparently everyone thought it was true, and my parents were really upset
Wow.
at me.
They had to explain that she
"I am
wasn't.
so sorry," he said. "That's not true."
That true? Oh,
Anyway.
man.
Yeah.
Here's
Thanksgivings are
this
always pretty much the same, so that's the one that always stands
like
out to me.
that's
'Cause we
like
went to
this is
Cracker
for
Barrel, that was different, and I ruined Thanksgiving. So, but it was funny. It's always funny to me.
But see, like, yeah, it was hilarious, I'm sure. If I was there, I would have been laughing my ass off. But, like,
Josh was in the corner. Ha!
yeah, I'm like, yeah. They all get quiet,
At
and I'm
least we
just
got
like,
Josh
ha
here. We're
ha!
laughing it up.
Yes!
Laughing it up on a
Yes!
Thanksgiving.
But, for me, like, my mom's side of the family, like, here, it's been this way. Okay, I'll tell you kind of like, when I was born, my parents were living in Madison, Indiana. Which, like, I don't know if you know where that's at, but it's like this shithole town about an hour and a half away up in Indiana, like northeast.
Yeah.
And like, like what really like sucks about it, I don't. Well, I'll just keep further explaining. When I was born, that's where they were living. I was born in Louisville, like at Norton Hospital, but like that's where they were living when I was born. And like, because they didn't trust, like. This just reflects on how Madison is. They didn't trust the hospital there to deliver me. And like, yeah. And like, I mean, they were living out in the cut, and like, if they were living there now, like, I'd love to live out, like, where they were living, because it was kind of like in the cut by a creek and stuff. And then, like, when I was real little, they moved to Paducah for like a year or two, I think. And then, like, this is when I'm like, between 2 and 3. Then they moved back to Madison. But then when I was like 3 years old, 3 and a half, they moved to LaGrange, which is like in Oldham County,
Yeah.
and like out there in Pear Orchard. I think I might have driven you out there one or twice, I don't know. And like I've always just sort of like my like the that side of my like my mom's side of that family, they still live up in Madison. And like they're really kind of like just like there's small town people, and I'm sure you experience this like Cookeville or whatever. They're just like that, like not being connected to the outside world as much as like a city person would be. Like they're just not as cultured, I guess would be
Yeah.
the word. They're just not like, it's not like they're dumb. They're just, they're so far
There's
behind,
something
and like,
backwards about them.
yeah, they're always just talking about stuff that's so out of date, or like just like crap that's like, I don't know, like, you see that internet video of that dog the other day? That daggone dog. And it's like a video that like was popular like a year and a half ago. That, like, it's just like, I don't even know, but like,
Couldn't even tell you.
and they live up there, and like, and then we moved to Spencer County, then we moved to Louisville. So like, we've never even lived within an hour and a half of where they live. So basically, when I was really young, for the first few years that we moved away from Madison, I remember like we went up there for multiple occasions, like because my mom's real dad, my papaw,
Yeah.
which R.I.P. that motherfucker was a badass dude, like half Cherokee, loved John Wayne, like that dude was
Real
cool as fuck. Every
classy.
time I go over there, he'd give me candy. He had like tons of guns. He had a big old buffalo rug in his like living room. Dude was cool as fuck. And like,
Real OG.
yeah, he was, dude. That dude was cool. He like, he lived up there. And while I remember, we like, this was the best times of my life, like for Thanksgiving, Christmas is when we'd go up when I was really little to his place. Because we'd always go to his place, like open up presents. I had one specific memory of like I was up there at Christmas, and like I remember I got a real big Bulls sweater for Christmas, and I was like, and I got a Walkman that same Christmas. So like I was walking around. I remember walking around my papa's house, like with everybody's just kind of chatting, partying, whatever, you know. And, like I'm walking around, and I thought, like looking back on it, I know I didn't look cool at all. Like. I thought I looked so cool that I was just going to walk around and there would, like in my head, I was like, people talk about, like it was my, kind of like a Dennis moment, like people talk about how cool I look.
I'm repping the Bulls, everybody loves them.
Yeah, and like I didn't have a Walkman, and that year I got like a Buzz Lightyear big old action figure from my pal. I remember he used to give me the coolest print. Anyway, I'm going way off tangent here.
I was just going to say, from the 90s, you probably owned something Bulls related.
Yeah.
I never watched basketball a day in my life, like, back then. But I had, like, a Bulls, like, leather jacket and, like, a Bulls, like, cap and, like, a Michael Jordan basketball.
What it was, it's because that when kids, like, you were a young boy and people would try to think what to get you, you were a young boy and they think sports, and they're like, well, if he likes basketball, what teams he like? Probably the Bulls, you know. Boom.
That's what's being advertised.
Yeah.
Since it's Thanksgiving, something I've always been doing, it's like, what my family would do when we would all be together, if they'd all get around, and we'd be like, okay, let's name things we're thankful for. But there'd always be stuff like, oh, I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for all this. What are you really thankful for?
Yeah.
Like me, I'm thankful I still have all my hair.
Yep.
That's one thing I've always been thankful for, is that I still have all my hair.
And knock on wood, I don't say this often because I don't want to jinx it, but I'm thankful as fuck my metabolism's fast as fuck. Because I eat like a madman.
So I still have all that luck.
Yeah. I'm lucky, and the same thing with the hair, too. I have a full head of hair, and there are no signs of receding at all.
I'm thankful that I was circumcised.
Dude, can we talk about that for a second? Because, like, there's this weird group of people, like, online, like, a following of people who are clearly all uncircumcised people who are just, like, I truly feel like it's the fact that they just feels like so shit because they're not circumcised and their penis looks like a fucking anteater. Like, they have no other choice than to vehemently defend their stupid-looking dick.
Because who wants to clean that shit out with a Q-tip every day?
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, am I seriously gonna... No! Like...
I googled things people were thankful for, and top post, we don't read too long, top thing on Google is,
top post,
it's like this news article, this 8-year-old girl, and she's like, I'm thankful for all the dead people, because at least they tried.
That's awesome.
You get an A for effort.
Thanks for coming, see you in the next life. All right, on the count. All right, we're gonna not on the count three, but like come up with list like of your top five just like comfort movies. Like just like you watch it when it's like you know you're feeling down. You just want to watch a movie that's just comfortable.
Top three.
Yeah, top three.
You go whatever you got yours. I got.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I gotta think.
I got one. I gotta think of three. Let's see. See,
I've got one for every part of the year.
I don't really watch movies, like, over again. But I'll try and think of movies I would watch again.
So you see a movie, like I'm talking, like, because there's got to be a ton of movies when you're a kid that you've watched a million times.
Yeah.
You know, movies that if they're on TV, you've seen it several times. You know, just gets just like comfortable to watch.
One movie I always used to watch a lot, and I really love, but really doesn't hold up, The Boondock Saints. Like, the more movies I've watched, the more I realize that it's just an okay movie.
Like, here's the thing about, like, there's a couple movies like that for me. But, like, the thing for me is I just sort of, like, I take, it's almost like I just sort of take one. Like being hypocritical, and I just sort of like this movie gets a pass because it's nostalgic for me, and it's good because it's nostalgic for me. Like there are several movies that are
like
pretty
Spaceballs and Major Pain. Like when I was a kid, I thought those movies were hilarious. They don't really hold up now.
Red is obsessed with Spaceballs.
Who?
Reddit.
I thought you said Red. I'm like, who's Red?
You know Red.
My dad from that 70s show. I still haven't thought of one.
I got my three. For the summertime, it's Sandlot.
That's a good
one. I just sort of like if, you know, it's summer, like, and I just, you know, want to relax, watch a movie, Sandlot. When, like, Christmas time, it's a toss-up, but I have to give it to the Santa Claus. Man, like, that movie was probably the Christmas movie for me.
Well, let's just change it. To what's your... There's four seasons. Name your four favorite seasonal movies.
Okay.
Four favorite seasonal movies and one movie you could watch endlessly. Like, your favorite movie... Like, your favorite comfort movie of all time. Like, your...
Your
four seasonals and then, like, your one all times of the year. So, Sandlot's your summer one.
I gotta look through my rated movies on IMDb. I'll sort it by rating. Game of Thrones has 10. Let's see what I gave a 10 out of 10. Game of Thrones, Cosmos, and that's it. Those are the only two that got a 10 out of 10. And then True Detective got an 8 for some reason. Because I gave that a 9 initially, so it must have stuck with that. Like, so True Detective, Fargo, Dark Knight. Those are not my nines. Pulp Fiction. Oh, wait, Interstellar got a 9. It's like mixing the 8s and the 9s. I only gave Fight Club a 7. Why is this not sorting it by rating?
I feel like this, like, sorting them by, like, seasons actually made it harder. I'm trying to figure
out. Yeah. Let's see here. Okay. Okay. Let's just do sort of like four of your favorite comfort movies, and you gotta tell like why it's comfortable to you, like or tell when you like to watch that kind of movie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily have to be a certain season per se, but just tell when you like to.
You get bonus points if you can relate it to a season.
Okay.
Go ahead and write in.
Your name at the top.
Put your name at the top and write it out. Tell us why. And we'll pick a winner.
I shouldn't give Banshee a 9. It's not a 9.
You going first or should I?
Go ahead.
Okay. Probably I could watch in terms of comfort, especially for Christmas, I could probably watch any Charlie Brown movie.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
For like I spent like winter time chilling out, I could probably just watch a Charlie Brown movie.
Yeah.
On the flip side, I was thinking, because I was looking through my videos, Scarface. And that's just a movie you could watch when you just, you got some time and you're like, I'm going to watch a movie.
Yeah, you just want to chill, get high.
You don't have to get high. Don't throw things into my answer, please.
Okay. I do.
Let's say It's a cold fall night, and you got right the seasons in, and
Extra
you're at
points.
home. You're like, I'm popping a movie, popping Scarface.
Cold fall night, huh?
And for the summer, what did I have? I had one for the summer.
I got one. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead.
Looks like hold on. Let's okay. What's a good one? I wasn't ready.
Just, we'll come back to you. I got mine.
Okay.
All right. So, for like just for like an any time, but like especially on just like a cool rainy, not even not winter, but like spring, cool rainy, just like and like everybody's out like either working or like doing random shit and like you're at home in the rain, Big Lebowski. Like getting high and
Okay,
just
well,
like
I'll just
chilling.
throw in Big Lebowski was my anytime, but I could just watch that
Yeah,
anytime.
that's kind of what I was going for too. It's just sort of like
Big Lebowski's
whenever.
the one I could just watch any, like, I never have a
Whenever.
problem just like turn on Big Lebowski and watch it.
Yeah. And then I'm scrolling through these just to make sure I didn't. I know I'm missing something, but I'll say Christmas, definitely a Santa Claus, for sure. But I'd say a close second is the Home Alone, the original Home Alone and Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Those are def. I liked both those a lot. I thought those were awesome movies when I was a kid. So I had another one. Fuck, what was it?
I don't watch this, but one think about one that I could probably watch the original Jurassic Park like
Yeah.
over and over again.
Oh, I got yeah. One for me, and this one's on like when it's like I could see myself watching this while like riots are going on outside my house.
Just trying to lay low.
Yeah, just trying like chilling, like letting the storm pass, Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Some crazy shit's going on outside, but you're just inside
You're
in your
inside
car.
chilling,
Watching
watching
Back to the
Back to the
Future.
Future.
And then definitely for summer Sandlot, you know.
And
Lion King.
Sandlot's always got the nostalgia feature.
Yeah.
Like, forever. Be like, oh, I
Yeah.
love Sandlot. Oh, yeah, I remember this part. Yeah.
And they're all getting sick on
Forever.
the ride. Yes. Yes. It makes that dog out to be so big, and it turns out to be just this little old
Just a
dog.
pup.
Yeah. James Earl Jones. I did not know that dude was going to be black, though. That's for sure. Didn't expect that.
Really throwing his curveballs.
That's the twist. Turns out to be Bruce Willis. The whole movie. Trying to think. Because, I mean, I've watched, like, and a lot of the new movies that I watch, like, if I had watched them when I was a kid, man, they'd probably be some of my favorite movies. But just, like, since I hadn't, like, that nostalgia factor when I was a kid, I just, yeah. There's a lot of old Christmas movies, like, a lot of that old Christmas claymation movies.
Yeah.
Oh, man, like, those are definitely nostalgic. Like, the Heat Miser and Snow Miser ones, like, ugh.
If I'm feeling particularly rowdy, I think it'll sound weird in like a comfort movie sections, but like the first Friday.
Dude, yeah, me too. Yeah.
But talk about if you want to like just sit there and smoke to a movie.
I'll put that like with two other
That's
movies
a good
and
summer movie. Like them hanging out outside.
yeah. You
Making
could
that.
have that playing on a porch while you're all chilling out there smoking. And like that movie or these two the two following movies,
Dazed and Confused.
Oh, one was Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Definitely Pineapple Express. The other one. Fuck! Oh, Clerks 2.
Yeah, I've only ever watched Clerks 1.
See, Clerks 1, in my opinion, I didn't make it like 20 minutes in that movie, so I don't know like too much what else it's about. But all they did for the first 20 minutes was talk about a bunch of random pseudo-intellectual bullshit, and it was annoying as fuck.
It annoyed me.
The second one, though, you haven't seen the second one?
Oh, no. Idiocracy's on my list.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely say that's one that, like, that's a movie that, like, you play it, like, it's going to sound lame, but, like, if you have people sleeping over at your house, like just everybody's over, and everybody needs a quick laugh, and you just want to laugh at some ridiculous shit.
Everybody's turning down.
Yeah.
Just turn on Idiocracy. And
it's something that everybody can agree on. You know, like,
yeah.
It's not, it's political, but it's not, like, yeah.
It's not brash.
Yeah.
I wish I could name it.
All right, let's name our favorite Christmas movies. Top 10.
Oh my gosh.
Top five.
See,
I've got a list of. Let me just list off Christmas movies I've been kind of watching.
Christmas movies that much, honestly.
Well, I've got a list of Christmas movies that I've really liked over the years that like I plan to watch this holiday season. Okay, got to start off. This isn't like it isn't much of a Christmas movie. But it starts off with Christmas happening and they hook. It's kind of Christmassy. And I remember, like, when I'd go over to my grandma's. Like, when I'd go over to my grandma's, like, around Christmas, for some reason, that'd be playing sometimes. Let's see. Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that movie?
Yep.
Home Alone 1 and 2. And then maybe 3. I kind of liked 3. I'll say that.
Okay.
Because, like, one thing I really liked about 3 is he had some really cool tricks that he pulled, like, it's
yeah,
really
tricks.
Cool. Then the Santa Claus 1 and 2, of course. Elf.
Elf, yeah, that's a good one.
For sure. Jack Frost, which is, like, that movie where that kid's, like, dad dies.
And comes back as a snowman, yeah.
Yeah, I watched that the
Isn't
other night.
Is it like, actually. A horror version of that?
No, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, and, like, the snowman tries to kill people. It's
that's crazy.
Jack Frost, yeah.
And then Ernest Saves Christmas. If you haven't seen that, do yourself a favor. Awesome movie. That one's, like, nostalgic from, like, another Pavlov that died, because I'd go over there, like, you know, and the one that always showed me the Ernest movies in Back to the Future, like, Christmas time, Ernest Saves Christmas. And then, Christmas with the Cranks, a Tim Allen movie, I don't know if you saw that. Pretty good. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Jim Carrey one, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I love that one. Like, and the cartoon's really good, too. I like it, like,
wait.
The whole Grinch thing.
Check this out. I'm gonna like this, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's one of those movies that, like, that movie hipster in school would, like, tell you, let's watch Jack Frost. It's Christmas. Let's watch it. Yeah, it's just like, there's always gotta be a sadistic side to it. Let's see. Okay, here's one.
I really like Polar Express.
Dude, wow. I was about to say that one. See, one thing, that movie, in my opinion, is like, it just sort of captures the essence of like a kid's Christmas. Like,
yeah.
What
it was like when you were a kid, what you thought could be possible for a Christmas.
Yeah, you're just like, oh. You know, like, if you could just imagine, like, what really happens, you know, that'd be it. It's just perfectly magical. And then the always classic, and people hate on this movie sometimes, and I'm just like, fuck you. This one has, I think mainly because they marathon it all day on Christmas Day, but Christmas Story.
Yeah.
I fucking love that movie,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I think the constant running of it is running up down on people's nerves.
Yeah, but it's like, that's kind of what movie it is. Like, it's one of those movies, like, that's how the American family kind of is a little bit still, and it's like, I don't know, anyway. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yep, that's a good one.
That's a fantastic Christmas movie. Very underrated, too. Pretty overlooked.
It kind of ruined it when I heard that, like, Chevy Chase was, like, a dickhead.
Yeah, same here. I like to pretend that's not the case. I really do. That sucks. Fred Claus, did you ever see that?
No.
Had what's his name that was in Wedding Crashers?
Owen Wilson?
No, the other guy.
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. And he plays like Santa's son.
Oh, that's in the old list? Old School. Put that on that list.
What's
like,
that?
That movie Old School on like the list of movies you, that come from movies. I can watch Old School.
Yeah, definitely. Old School. Definitely Office Space. Blues Brothers. I like Blues Brothers.
The most experience I've had with like Christmas movies is, I'll explain this to the viewers here. So when me and Josh went to high school, they had these things called Cats Testing.
Yeah, see, that's where I saw Fred Claus, actually.
Which, so like Cats Testing was like statewide tests that everybody had to take. And it was really just for the school, so like it was how your school was graded based on like how well everybody did. If you did really good on the CATS testing, you got out of finals. So what they would do is during finals,
CATS tests were really easy.
Yeah. So basically all you had to do was, instead of going to finals, they took you to the auditorium and you watched Christmas movies.
If it was around Christmas.
And we watched Polar Express a bunch. We watched How the Grinch Stole Christmas a bunch. And that's the only ones I really remember.
Fred Claus definitely got played quite a bit. I remember that one. That was the one. Actually, the reason I remember that, oh my god, I can't even believe it now that I'm thinking about it. The reason I remember that being the one that was playing, because that was the one that Leah Carvey gave me a hand job during, like, I sat there like with my head like in front of me, laying on the seat in front of me, like and she just had her hand like under my jacket, like it was nice. Just jacking me up.
Watching Vince Vaughn, really getting my
dough. Yes.
But I remember we watched in the spring. Horton Hears a Who I play a lot.
Another comfort movie, The Goonies. This will be a comfort movie for you. Remember the Titans.
That was an ROTC. It was a thing in high school. For viewers. In high school, I was in ROTC. Well, Josh was too for a year. In ROTC. And we pretty much just spent the whole time either watching Remember the Titans or Rudy. Because apparently they were...
See, quote, I never really caught Rudy.
Quote-unquote, good examples of teen leadership is how it was described. So, everyone was supposed to emulate that. Send them all like a copy.
Dazed and Confused is definitely a comfort movie. You ever seen the movie Falling Down? I like that movie with Michael Douglas.
No.
You should check it out if you haven't seen it. It's basically, I'll read the description. An unemployed, this guy gets fired basically from his defense working job. He's on his way home and stuck in traffic. Frustrated with various flaws he sees in society, he begins to psychotically and violently lash out against them. It's pretty awesome.
It sounds real comforting.
Yeah. It's not a comfort movie. It's just in my list, like, on my ratings. Let's see. If you ever come across a movie called Raising Arizona with Nick Cage, don't bother. It's awful. National Lampoon's Vacation, like the original one, was definitely a good movie. Dumb and Dumber. That's the original Dumb and Dumber. That's probably up there. Oh, yeah. That's like in the same vein as Idiocracy.
Yeah.
That movie's so quotable, too. Is this a goddamn... yes!
Comedy gold.
So fucking clever, dude. So clever. Men in Black is a comfort movie for me. I love that.
We really love the Mike Judge here. Beavis and
Butthead, and people,
Idiocracy, Office Space.
Oh, yeah. I love Mike Judge. The one thing I like about Mike Judge is he doesn't try too hard either. Yeah. And he's remained consistent over the years. Men in Black, but one little fact, like little-known fact people don't think about with the Men in Black series, like, that whole series is pretty good. I don't know if you've watched all, like, 1, 2, and 3. People kind of hate on 2, which I could get a little bit, but, like, they're
the
all...
One.
They're three pretty good movies. I like them both. All of them. Let's see. Road Trip's a good one.
Ooh. The Goofy Movie.
Oh, yeah. The Goofy Movie. Every time I think of that movie, I think about Farm and Hollow Rep out. Or not Hollow Rep, but, What rep was it? Magar rep on the gram.
You had the Goofy movie on repeat?
Yep.
What's the first movie you ever remember watching?
Like, it was probably a Barney movie. Like,
the one where they're like, apples and bananas.
Yeah, dude. That's definitely one that I, like, knew about.
Talking about the down by the sea.
Yep.
I was at my grandma's house, I remember watching it a ton.
That was just that movie.
The movie I have the vividest memories of watching was Star Wars. And I remember watching, I was at my Nana's house. And
Star Wars is definitely comfort for me. Like that, especially
I don't think I could always sit down and watch it all the way through.
No.
I don't think I could actually sit down and watch it all the way through again.
I could. But I'd have to be like, it'd have to be an occasion, you know, like after The New Hobbit comes out and it's released on Blu-ray and I download it, I'm going to download all, like the entire series all the way through the end of Lord of the Rings. And I am going to spend 18 hours, like, getting, like, drink and, I'll like, get it all ready beforehand. Like, drink and food and smoke all ready. And just for 18 hours straight, just watch those movies. Just get lost in fucking...
Lost in the world.
Yeah.
Because I remember being in my Nana's house.
Grandma's Boy. That's one I can watch any.
I don't really like that movie that much.
Really? Haters.
Anyway.
That movie's so good.
Because I remember it was The Empire Strikes Back. Because I remember the part with, like, the AT-AT walkers. Like, the big... And ever since then, like, I really like those.
Yeah. Well, see, did you ever play... You played Battlefront, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could... In Hoth, you could use those. And if you were in the TIE Fighters, you had to, like, pull them down.
Because I remember the Star Wars, like, arcade game. The game, like, there's, like, the three levels. You had the Hoth level, the Endor level, and the X-Wing level. And on the Hoth level, you could take down the... You could take those things down. And that was really hard because you had to latch on.
Yep. And then you had to, like, crisscross. Yep.
And that was the same thing in, like, I don't know if you never had an N64, did you?
No.
There's this game called Shadows of the Empire. It was a Star Wars game. Like, you played it, like, you didn't play any of the main characters. You played this guy, but it, like, took place during those events. Yeah. And you actually got to do the Battle of Hoth and take down those AT-AT. It's so hard. It's so hard to, like, circle around like that. Like driving a brick through the air trying to like take this thing down. I think it was hard. I remember.
Okay.
I never could beat it.
On the count of three, you're going to say the best movie you've seen in the past few years, like since the future hit a few years ago.
Since the future. What's your favorite movie of the future?
Right, okay, one, two, three, Dread.
Drive. What'd you say?
Dread. You like Drive that much?
Probably one of the better movies I've seen. I like Dread, but I think from like a film, like technical film standpoint, I think Drive is like a better crafted movie. You know,
I guess, but Drive seems way easier to make. Like, there's nothing to that plot at all.
I don't think it's about.
There's not very much driving at all, and like, it's.
I think it's more about him being a driver than him at, like, the whole movie.
Yeah, I know, but, like...
Oh,
it's a love story is all it is. It's such a boring love... Anyway, alright.
That was the point. On the count of three, your least favorite movie.
Of the future?
Ever. What's a movie you just can't even stand?
Let's go to the bottom of my list. Let's see what I have rated really bad.
This probably isn't officially mine, but I can think of one right now.
I have that Mac and Devin go to high school rated at 1. I haven't even seen it.
Just assume it's bad.
Yeah. There's a remake of Carlito's Way. I haven't even seen Carlito's Way, and there's a remake that only had like a 4.5. I rated that a 1 because I knew that was going to be bad. I haven't even seen it.
I like your method of assuming. Bit of assumption.
Particularly bad. See, here's the problem with me with bad movies, is I do a very, very, like, I work very, very hard to, like, when I'm picking a movie, to not watch a bad movie. So it's like a, like, it's been a long time since I've actually seen a pretty bad.
You can just name any movie you don't like.
And I know there's some, because, like...
You can't think of one movie right now you just really don't like?
No. Like, you have no idea how much work I put into, like, watching a movie that I like every time. Like, I'm gonna... Like, I know that it's at least gonna be tolerable.
So, mine, at least... Boondock Saints 2. I hate that movie so much. As I said earlier, as you remember, we talked about how much I love that first one.
Of course.
Oh, it was so stupid. And I think the reason I don't like the original Boondock Saints as much anymore, because that showed me... Because I'd always heard, like, the guy was like, oh, it was supposed to be, like, a parody. And that one, like, really just, like, really laid on thick. And I'm like, Is this actually how the original was supposed to be? I was like, is this what he was going for with the original? I was like, this sucks. This is bad. This is stupid. And it kind of, like, ruined the original for me. Just like, ugh.
Man, I can't believe I can't think of one, though. Like, because it's like, usually if there's a bad movie, like, I'll download a bad movie every now and then that I thought might be pretty good. But usually, like, I've got it deleted after the first 15 minutes, and I've done forgotten what it was. Oh, A Clockwork Orange.
Literally
the stupidest fucking movie I've ever fucking seen, ever. Like, so fucking stupid. I don't care how edgy, I don't care how artsy, I don't give a fuck. If I can tell you're trying to be artsy and edgy, then it's not artsy and edgy.
You're here first, folks.
That movie is like... Ugh.
I just knew that sound was coming.
Oh, it's the worst. What's a movie, okay, name a movie that got played a lot as a kid, and it kind of has a part in your heart, because it's, like, got a little bit of nostalgia for it, but and it was, like, played a lot as a kid, but honestly, like, okay, I guess this is my answer to your question earlier, because it doesn't hold up to time for me. Little Rascals.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, back in the day... I kind of like that movie. Like it seemed like every after-school program I ever went to when I was a kid played that movie all the fucking time. Like, and I just, you know, it's good, I guess. Like, it's almost a movie that kind of makes me uncomfortable. Like, it's weird.
I don't like it.
It's just a weird movie. I mean, it makes her eat the cat litter.
Oh, it's, I always like that sound, though. It makes me, like, crunch in that cat litter. Same thing with, like, people walking on gravel.
Yep.
Like, but, speaking of, like, after school, I think I probably told you this, but in my after school program, we always watched Kiki's Magical Delivery Service. And they'd, like, lock us in a cage. Well, not a cage, but they locked us in this dark room with a TV and just turned on Kiki's Magical Delivery Service and walked away. And they just waited for our parents to come pick us up. And, I remember once, I always remember it because that was, like, the time my dad had his accident. Where, like, that piece of metal hit him in the head. So, like, my grandpa came to pick me up. And he was like, well, he was like, we're like, me and my sister were like, well, why didn't my dad come pick us up? He was like, well, your dad was in an accident. Like, my sister got real upset and was, like, crying. But, like, me, like, I was still, like, in elementary school. So, like, when people say they had an accident, that means they usually miss their drawers.
Yeah.
They, like, pooped their pants. So I'm like, it just really confused me. So they were asking, I was like, well, why didn't he just go home and change his pants? Like, I just couldn't fathom. Like, it just made no sense to me at all.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah,
well, I pooped his pants, and this is an excuse not to come pick us up. But really, he was laying in the hospital half dead because a spinning piece of metal hit him in the head.
Damn. So, like, what the fuck happened with that?
Well, like, because he used to own an insulation company, and, like, the machinery they used to, like, chop it up, like, yeah. There's, like, the spinning gear that, like, ran the belt, and it broke off and, like, cut him across, like, the left side of his face.
Damn.
And, like, he was all by himself, so he was just sort of, like, laying there for a long time, like, unconscious. But luckily, the guy he was with, like, eventually came back and found him and called the ambulance.
Damn.
And they say, like, if he had gone, like, any more, like, the only adverse, like, side effect he has now is he can't lift that eyebrow.
Yeah. But
they said if it would have gone any further in any other direction, he either would have lost his ear or he would have lost that eye.
Damn.
I feel like they say that a lot in, like, medical
things. Yeah.
Like, if it was any, if you would have waited any longer.
Yeah, like, man, how many close chances? Like,
if you would have done anything else different, 1 second, one iota different, you would have been dead.
It's like if somebody got shot 10 feet from you, it's like, if you would have been 10 feet to the right, you'd have been dead.
If you wouldn't have been standing on your left foot, you would have been dead. I'm just over here, like, fighting this guy's pet, not even paying attention.